Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome Iraq and the Philippines, Algeria, and to every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Praise be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day. Thank God for another golden opportunity. As we await for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me at, let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing and deliverance power that you contain. We thank you for healing and delivering your people today. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would touch us by your spirit as we go forth on this broadcast. And Father, those that are listening, that they would seek your face and find you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless us with the presence of your spirit. And let your spirit release to us the understanding this day we stand in need of. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. And, Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We are on part three tonight, what God gave to set his church in order. And we have been talking to you about the overall work of the Lord, the work of restitution, restoration, where he is bringing forth and setting up once again the church that he has established. And we had talked about one of the signs that the restoration and restitution had begun, that he calls the coming forth of the book called the Nephite Record. And therefore, we had told you that what God used in bringing forth this record and whom he used is a man named Joseph Smith, who in his beginning were humble, but he fell into error, people. And glory be to God and some of those that were with him, okay? And so we've been talking to you about a couple things that God has given to his people that is guaranteed to help us in our walk with God, help us to set up or establish anything that be of God, and that is his spirit and his word. And as I said to you before, I am definitely positive that Christianity as a whole have not fully submitted to the both of them, okay? Because if we had, we would not be as separated as we are this day and time. And therefore, the Lord is doing a work of restitution, restoration. He's bringing forth the church that he's going to establish once again. Glory be to God. Now, I want to once again, and I read this to you, I think, in part one of this, part one of this series, about one of the witnesses that I told you about. And his name is David Whitmer, who was a witness to the coming forth of the Nephite Record. And I want to read something to you, what he said. He said, in June 1829, the translation of the of what he called the Book of Mormon, which is actually the true record, is called the Record of the Nephite. And after it was translated in 1829, he said, God gave it to us as his holy word and left us as men to work out our own salvation and set in order the Church of Christ according to the written word. Now, I want to stop right there because notice the two things he mentioned. He mentions the Spirit of God. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me continue on. He left us as men to receive of his Spirit as we walk worthy to receive it, and his Spirit guides man into all truth. Okay. So he mentions two things that God has given. His spirit and his word. His spirit and his word. And that's what God has given to set this church, or set his church in order. And like I said, I am thoroughly convinced that Christianity as a whole have not fully submitted to either one of them. Okay? Because if we did have, we wouldn't be as separated. We wouldn't even have all these denominational names, you name it. And once again, I'm not trying to be offensive when I say this. I have to be honest and true with you, okay? Because we are separated and divided, okay? He's given us his spirit and his word, okay? And he has given us his spirit, and we looked in part two yesterday, and that's why I want to say, for those of you that are first-time listeners, go back and listen to part two and part one that you may be caught up to speed. If you're on this page, I think you can click on the God's Word to Man logo to episode, or it may have the picture of a Bible here. You should be able to click on it, and a drop box will come on. And when you see episodes, click on it, and it records all the episodes that we have done. So after you listen to part three, I want to encourage you to go back to listen to part two and part one. Now, having said that, okay, God has given us his spirit and his word. And God has been causing more of his word to come forth in this last day and time, because this is part of the restitution and restoration work that the Lord is doing. And see, in the time of Joseph Smith, after the Record of Nephi was translated, and God was on the move to reestablish or set up his church once again, the thing about it, Joseph Smith and some that were with him did not stay continually heeding to the Spirit of God nor the written word. Okay? And this is why God could not fully reestablish or set up his church once again through them. Okay? Because Joseph Smith fell into error. And some of you know of the many errors that he fell into. And we're going to, if the Lord's willing, we're going to talk about many of them in these upcoming series that we're going to be doing. But however, I want to say that he did start off as humble, but he fell off into error. Okay? Thing about it that God wants us to understand is that if you are a born-again believer, he giveth you his spirit to lead. That's one of the things the Spirit of God does, as we saw yesterday that Paul mentions to us in Romans 8, and he's the Spirit of the Lord is to guide us, as Jesus told us in John 16. He doesn't give you the Spirit of the Lord to just sit there and take up space. The Spirit of the Lord has a job to do. But get this, he can only fully do it when we submit. And so when Joseph Smith and them fell into error, it was due to the fact that they was not submissive to the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Now, I read to you what one of the witnesses said, David Whitmer, and he said, hey, and I'm going to paraphrase and sum it up for you. He said, hey, the Lord gave us his word, okay, in dealing with setting up the church, and he gave us his spirit to guide us, okay? And see, they did not continually and or fully heed to the written word and the Spirit of God. And see, that's what has happened with Christianity today. That's another reason why, besides the other things we share with you, why we still so separated and have not come into the full plan that God has us to be, because we're not fully submitting to the written word and the Spirit of God. Amen. Because, see, as a Christian, you can have the Spirit of God, but don't necessarily mean that you are always heeding it or submissive to it. Okay? And which we do need to do more of that, to heed and be submissive to it. Therefore, God wants us to heed his spirit, because this is why he's given us his spirit to lead. That's just like, for example, let's say the written word. This is why God gave us the written word, so we can set up the things the way God wanted to set up. And this is why, and I want to shout this out to you, many preachers that are listening, this is why, another reason, God wants us to teach faith in the written word. okay? Teach faith in the written word. We got to teach people to believe in the written word. Just like we, if you're going to go forth to set up the church that God had, you got to believe in the written word and you got to follow it, okay? Not following your own thing or what you think, okay? And see, that's what's happening in Christianity today. And this, once again, one of the reasons why we are so separated and divided. And Joseph Smith and them in their time, when he was humble, he can be used of God, okay? But he did not stay the course, just like we saw Jesus said, that if you continue in my word, ye are my disciples indeed. He did not continue in the written word of God, okay? This is the reason why God could not establish or set up his church once again, like in the book of Acts, like in the days of old, through them, because of the simple fact they got away from the written word. They got away from heeding the spirit of God, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So especially any believer that's listening now, that is two key things that God has given you to walk and live this life of Christ and to do whatever tasks have been given you in the Lord to do. He's given his spirit and his word. And when we get off of that, not only is we not going to please God, but we're not going to show that which is of God in the open. For example, what I'm saying is, look at Christianity as a whole. Look at the message that we have sent the world. Well, it ain't God's message. In other words, what I'm saying is, look how we set up. This is not God set up. God did not set up a body to be separated or divided. Now, I know some of us as Christians, you may get offended at what I'm saying, but this is actually true, because we got the truth is the truth, and we got to speak the truth, and we got to be willing to hear the truth. And the truth is, people, we're not together. The body of Christ is not together, okay? Amen. And, you know, it got to start, you know, the work that the Lord is doing in these last days too. You know where you're starting? You're not starting with the pews in the pulpits. He's working on people's hearts in the pulpits. Those that want to be submitted to his will, he's working on them more, drawing them his way. Those that don't, hey, you let them go. Okay? Amen. And see, many churches try to, quote, establish themselves without the spirit and the written word. Some of them just going on based on, hey, this is my family tradition. This is what we do as a family, blah, 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 and all that. Okay? This church been in my family for 100 years. It's a third generation of church. All that stuff. This church, we got our own bylaws, stuff like that. All of that. Okay? And what God is doing in the last days, God is telling you, say, either my way going to work or it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. And that's the message he's sending out. So, you know, God wants us to especially follow the written word and his spirit. Now I'm going to click my brother on here. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, blessing the Lord, brother. Amen. Well, you're just in time, brother, so I'm going to stop it there from what I was saying, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, bless his word, O Lord God, as it goes forth, Lord God, to the ears of the people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the word that we've been giving you, okay, the word which is the record of Nephite and the Bible, and I told you about the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And all three of these books together, thank you, Lord Jesus. And one of these books is complete instruction from the Lord, which is the word of the Lord, okay? Because it comes straight from heaven, okay? I know you never ever heard of this book, okay? But it's spoken of this book of this messenger in Malachi, hallelujah, 3:4, okay, and the chapters, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's spoken of this messenger, okay. Also, hallelujah. All through the Bible, okay. Thank you, Jesus, because he's spoken of. He's called the Ancient of Days, okay. He's called that prophet, okay. He's called the prophet of the highest, okay. He's the one that Jesus referred to many times as his what? His forerunner. So Jesus,
amen.
John the Baptist is Jesus Christ's forerunner, okay, for both of his comings, okay, for the first coming and the second coming, okay, and that's because that's the pattern of the Lord, and because the Lord does not change, okay, and he sent John to be the forerunner before Christ, okay, hallelujah, to baptize, hallelujah, the people, before the Messiah actually came on the scene, okay? And John the Baptist had been baptizing for years, okay, before Jesus Christ came on the scene. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is where Baptist people think that they come from, but you don't come from there, okay? because John the Baptist had the authority. He had the authority to represent Jesus Christ, and he had the authority to represent his church, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And to baptize people unto Christ, okay, before he came.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I've spoken of him in Revelation 14:6, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the angel flying in the midst of heaven. I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven. He had the everlasting gospel, okay? Now, you know the angels can't preach, right? They're not that they can't preach. They don't preach, okay, because they don't have anything to do with the redemption, okay, and things like that, okay? All they are is messengers, okay? Now, they can send, God use them to bring messages and stuff, but you will never see an angel preaching the gospel. Why? Because that's up to men. God gave that job to us, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And if you see, if it's an angel preaching the gospel, you have to know that he was one time a human being, okay, on the earth.
Yeah.
And that he was not always an angel. Okay, he became an angel after he passed. Passed on. Okay, thank you, Lord Jesus. And many of the people, you remember that in Matthew, the 28th chapter. Okay, when the people rose from the dead, right? Remember the people that rose from the dead after Christ. Okay. John was amongst them, okay, because everybody that believed in Jesus Christ that died and that died before Jesus Christ died, all these people was resurrected, okay? All the saints was resurrected. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I promise you that we were going to hit you with the with the big guns, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's one of the big guns, okay? And the other part,
amen.
Now I'm going to hit you with something else, okay? I'm going to hit you with something else, okay? The reason why this messenger has to come, okay? This messenger is testifying of both of these books. Both the Word of the Lord, both the Word of the Lord, the Bible, and the Record of Nephite, okay? So he testifies that the Bible and the Record of Nephite is supposed to be one. It's supposed to be one book in your hand, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and also, John the Baptist has another work that he has to do. He's the one that restores all things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's the angel that restores all things, and he's the one that Jesus Christ said. Remember, Jesus Christ said he's going to restore all things. That's what Jesus Christ said about John the Baptist. And a lot of people took it to mean that John the Baptist would bring the Jews back to their to God, okay? And that he was reconciling them back to God, okay? That's not what that meant. That's part of what that meant, okay? But that's not all of that what that meant, okay? The other part of that, okay, the restoration didn't come until after the church was destroyed, okay? It couldn't come until after the church was destroyed, okay? Because, you know, it's not talking about restoring people back to God, okay? Because you don't restore people back to God, okay? You reconcile people back to God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So his work of restoration didn't begin until after the church went into apostasy, okay, and after the church was destroyed completely, okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, those two things that happened, okay, and now we already went through all of that with you, okay. We explained that about the apostasy, okay, what happened, okay, that the church was flooded with these evil people, okay, and Nero, the emperor of Rome, hallelujah, back in 64 A.D., right, he flooded the church. He flooded the church with what? With different types of what you call it, infiltrators, okay, and they infiltrated the church. And some of them, they sought to change the church's doctrine and things like that, okay. And so this was going on at the time when Paul was there, okay, when Peter was there, okay, and people was actually in the church trying to change the church from within, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we went through all of that. We went through a couple of weeks with one of those things, okay, where we explained that, okay, about that apostasy, okay, and that and overthrow of the church and how the church was stamped completely out by the Roman Empire, okay, how they persecuted them and they ground them to the dust, okay, and they killed everything that was called Christian, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And they had 10 general persecutions, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, that's the reason why you had to have the restoration of all things, okay? Because in the 12th chapter of Revelation, right, you read that the child went back up to God that sent it, okay? What did God send? God gave through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ set up the church, right? And he had authority to set up the church, right? He had authority to set the church up, right?
Amen.
But John the Baptist was the forerunner of that setting up of that church, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the example of how the Lord did it then is going to be the same way he would do it in the future, okay? And he would send John to set the church up, to restore it back to where it was supposed to be, okay? And the restoration of all things means that everything that was that used to be in the church at the time of the apostles, okay, at the time of Paul, Peter, and all those people, okay, at the time when they was destroyed, those things are supposed to be in the church, okay, and whatsoever God would put in the church, okay, because God is the head of his church, okay. Christ is the head of the church, right? If Christ is the head of his church, and we have already established that, okay, by reading to you from Ephesians, okay, Colossians, right, from John, right, John the Revelator, the book of John, okay, from the apostles, okay, we established this, okay, that, hallelujah, that because of this, hallelujah, this is the reason why you need a restoration. Thank you, Jesus. And we told you that the churches that the devil that came out the Catholic Church, the churches that came out the Catholic Church, they were churches that was built up of men and of mankind, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And all the churches that came before 1830, all the churches that built up before, all the churches that came between 1830, okay, before the Lord set up his church, okay, all those churches was called the churches of the mother of harlots, okay? Revelation.
Amen.
Revelation 13 chapter, Revelation 12 chapter, Revelation 14 chapter, 16, 17, 18 chapter, okay? Right? And it's all through there, okay? All you have to do is read it. We gave you the scriptures, okay, of all these things, okay? And we kind of hit up on this earlier, okay, that John the Baptist was the Ancient of Days, okay? So then you go all the way back to Daniel, right? And Daniel's talking about the Ancient of Days, that this was going to happen until the Ancient of Days come, that the man of sin or the church was going to rule for 1,260 years, and then John is going to come, okay? And when Jesus Christ sent John the Baptist, okay, that was just like God, without hands, pulling this stone out of the mountain, okay, pulling the stone out the mountain, right, and this stone that Nebuchadnezzar saw that smote the on the feet. Okay, that same stone is the church. Okay, now there's nothing. That's only one way for the church to be set up. That's by the hands of God. Okay, so it cannot be set up by man. You can't just sit by. You can't sit there and say, "Well, I'm gonna set me up a church, and this church is gonna be called. This is gonna be the Church of Christ. It's gonna be God's church." You can't do that. You don't have the authority to do that. You don't have the power to do that. You don't have the right to do that. Only the one that's of the kingdom can send someone to set up his church. Okay?
Got 2 minutes left, brother.
Okay. Does that make sense to you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So now, because the church was destroyed, hallelujah, that's why the Lord had to send this messenger, okay? The messenger of the covenant, okay? And that's what covenant he's talking about. What covenant is he talking about? Remember the Lord's promise that he was going to send one like Moses, huh? Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, this messenger is the messenger of the new covenant, okay? The covenant of Christ, okay, of the blood, hallelujah. And see, we don't represent John, and John don't represent us. We all represent Jesus Christ. And we say to you that Jesus Christ has sent his messengers, like he said, in Malachi, in Daniel, the Ancient of Days, okay? Hallelujah. Just like he said, hallelujah, in the 17th chapter of Matthew, just like he said, hallelujah, in Mark, just like he said, hallelujah, in Luke. Thank you, Jesus, that he will send John the Baptist, the Elias, hallelujah, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you received that. Thank you, Jesus. But we'll explain more of this, okay, as we go on, okay? Now, these are the three things that we have to hit you with, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Just like we had to hit you with Joseph Smith, okay? Well, we got to hit you with more stuff.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to hit you with a whole lot of stuff, okay? So, thank you, Jesus, of truth, okay? And all you got to do is ask God, are the things I'm saying true? is the thing that these two brothers are saying, testifying to, if these three books, your words, and God, if you are a person of God, if you really seek him, he will reveal this to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give us a chance. Hallelujah. Because this is, because anybody that rejects this messenger, okay, rejects their calling, okay? Hallelujah. Once you hear these things and you listen to these things, you are responsible. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to give it back over to the hands of my brother in Jesus Christ's name. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. And our brother, bring forth the word. Don't forget tomorrow night, the fourth and final part of this series, what God gave to set his church in order. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. Therefore, also tonight at 7 o'clock, look for Brother Emmanuel Murphy. He will come on with a broadcast at 7 o'clock tonight. So once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.